Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about human eyes in headshot photography. And this is the topic which is extremely broad. I could spend probably hours discussing this, but we're going to take a little bit of different perspective. I know a lot of photographers would like to know this whole thing from the technical perspective, but I'm gonna basically skip this because everyone who follow my work, you guys probably know my lighting setup in and out. I've been showcasing this for years. So this is not big of a deal, I think, and it's not as difficult, but to getting this specific connection with your subject where they can express themselves through their face expression, through their eyes, it's something which is, I think, the most important element of every headshot. And we can feel it right away. If we see some kind of headshots where there's extremely strong eye connection, where you can really see that the image just tells you the story through their subject eyes, you can say right away, this is a good headshot. And I'm not saying the lighting is not as important, but I deeply believe that the eye connection and this eye expression can really, really can change the dynamic of the image and can really showcase something deeper. As they say, their eyes are there's the window to their soul of the person, and I couldn't agree more with that. But in order to capture this, in order to get that in our camera, that's a little bit much more difficult thing to do. And I know a lot of photographers out there, they focus way too much on the lighting setup, on the technical stuff, but they're missing this element where they can really connect with their subject and the subject can express themselves through their eyes, through their face expressions. And that's why I want to talk about it today. And I'm going to share with you how I approach this whole thing, how I connect with my clients, and how I get this amazing eye connections on my headshots. So let me start with saying that, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that eyes really tells the story. And eyes can really showcase your client and your subject personality. They can showcase their authenticity and also their storytelling. You know, you can really say if someone is happy, if someone is sad, if someone is extremely sad through their eyes. Like, you don't really have to see the whole face. You can look at someone's eyes and you can say right away what they feel. And the reason is, whenever we're connecting with anybody, we're looking at their eyes. The face expression is just a kind of additional element of it, but usually eyes tell most of the story. And we can really feel it, we can really sense it. It's something that it's just we can really, really, you know, feel it. This is the most amazing part. Let's kind of start from the beginning and then let's talk a little bit about it in much deeper level. So first of all, before every headshot session, I deeply believe that we need to have this connection with our subject. If we want to connect for eyes, they have to trust what we do. And this is something which is extremely important. And this is something that it's going to just build foundation for our entire headshot session. So we talked in previous podcasts how I connect with my clients. Let's go briefly through that. You want to have some kind of common thing with them. So whenever clients show up at my studio, the first thing what I always do, I'm trying to talk to them about their life, about their career, about, you know, what's going on. And I'm trying to find something I can connect to it. If there is something I can connect with my client or my subject, automatically there is some kind of beginning of the trust between us, and then the client is more open to collaborate with me if we have something in common. I would never basically bring my client, like, you know, at the dentist where they just sit at in the studio and you can start shooting right away. I don't do that ever. I need at least 5 to 10, sometimes even more, 15 minutes with my client before we even kind of get this whole thing going. And also I found that the trust grows throughout the headshot session. So, you know, if I show the client images where they can see that, oh my God, like, you know, this is amazing, this is something that, this is me, then, you know, you're building that trust throughout the entire session and you can really, really connect with your client. So the next thing what I want to talk about it is how to capture those amazing eyes and how to connect with your subject throughout the session, that, you know, they can really showcase this amazing, amazing eye connection throughout a photo shoot. So first of all, you have to make your subject comfortable. Again, we discussed this on many, many podcasts that, you know, this kind of comfort makes your client, as I said, trust you more, and they are willing to more open up, right, to you. And this is extremely important, because if there is some kind of boundaries, if there is no trust, if there is some kind of disturbance, or there is something which basically interrupting the session, you know, you're going to be losing your subject, and it's going to be really, really difficult to you to really connect with your client. So shooting in a place where it is very calm, there is no bystanders, there's no interruptions, there is no noise, all sorts of things which could potentially interrupt has to be removed to get this one-on-one connection with your subject. Good music on the background, this is another thing, I always do that. That always put the person in this kind of calm state of mind where they can really focus on the photo shoot and they can really kind of connect with you. So starting with the environment, we need to create this place where your subject feels safe and you can really, really connect with your subject. The next thing what I found is, and you, what I highly recommended to do, is kind of explaining the client what you're trying to achieve. If you're going to explain them how to basically pose, you're going to tell them how you're going to direct them, you're going to tell them how to look for lens, and we're going to talk in a second about all those details, but you need to explain to them what you're going to be doing, because if they don't know, there is no way they can connect with you, and they never going to showcase that for their eyes. They're going to be just looking at you like you're there, but there will be no that specific connection. So that's the kind of the first step you have to basically achieve, to explain them entire process, and you have to tell them exactly how you're going to conduct the shoot, how you're going to direct them, how you're going to pose them, and how they're going to connect with you throughout the entire photo shoot. So let's move on to the details, how you're going to basically connect with your client and how they're going to provide you this amazing eye connection throughout the headshot session. So the first of all, what I want to say is being comfortable, this is the first step. The next step is they need to know what exactly they have to do, because if they're going to be just looking at you, they will be there, but they will be not there. And quite often, and I've seen this on, I see this on some images constantly, and I was struggling with this for so many years, because basically what I was getting, my client was looking at the camera, but they're not mentally there. They're physically there, but they're not mentally there. And what that means is that they have this kind of dead eyes. And usually what happens is basically when the client is going through photo shoot, you tell them, okay, look at me, whatever, and their mind drifts away. They basically, I'm not saying they're emotionally unavailable, but what is happening is they not present there and there is no connection. And that's why I was just like harping on this connection thing, because you have to be connected for entire photo shoot. And what I mean by that is not just they're going to be looking at you, but they have to be mentally with you. And typically what I say to my client is, whenever you're going to be looking at the camera, don't just kind of look there, try to focus on it and think about it. And that's what's going to create this, this is the first step of this connection. The next thing is, I always tell them, can you look through the lens? Like there is something interesting on the other side. And usually what happens when I tell them that, they try to really focus on the lens and they really try to look through it. And that's what's going to create this amazing, amazing connection. And this is something which is, in my opinion, extremely simple, but this whole thing does two things. First, you can really connect with your subject, but also it's going to make your subject think about what they're doing. So it's not just they there and they're staring at you like, you know, they have to. There is some kind of connection. The next thing is another element which you can add it is usually what I'm trying to tell them, you know, if you see something interesting, but it's really, really far away, and you have to just kind of focus on it and you have to just kind of look what's really going on there, you make this like a little squint, because that's where you just like really think about where you're looking, what you're looking at, and you try to kind of analyze this whole thing, what it's going on. And I usually tell them it doesn't have to be anything specific. You can picture, I don't know, something which you really like, but it's really far away and you have to look at it and you have to focus on it. And usually what happens with that, clients are kind of like more not only engage throughout a photo shoot, but they also kind of like think about it, what they do, and they do this like amazing squint. I know Peter Harley is talking about it all the time about his squint, and there's different ways to get that. I know like he has this own approach to it, and I think it's really good, but also depends on the client, right? Because there's some people who can naturally do that and it's like easy breezy thing for them. They can just make this squint and they look like $1 million. But there's some people who are extremely shy, they're scared, they're terrified, and usually what happens, it takes them a little bit more time to learn how to do it. And I know there's different ways, you know, they can look at the mirror, you know, you can try to show them that. But I found that, you know, if they think about squinting, usually, and this is what I'm saying, it's for some people, they can do it right on the spot, but there's some other people who need a little bit of a different approach to get that, done properly so it looks good on the headshot. And I found whenever they have to focus on something and they have to look through the lens and they have to just, you know, kind of put their mind into it, it kind of changes the dynamic and it's much, much easier for them to achieve that. And you can really, really see that. The one thing what I can ask you to do on the next headshot session, try that. Instead, telling the client, okay, look at me, you know, ask them to look through the lens and tell them there is something interesting, very interesting on the other side, and you really have to look through it and you have to just put your entire mind into it. And that also is going to help with the face expression, because, you know, if someone focuses on something and they have to really put their entire mind into it, the entire face expression changes. I see, as I said, this on many occasions, I see those images where, you know, the client has, I call them dead eyes. They're there, but they're not there. And you can really feel it. It's just fascinating that, you know, after when you kind of learn that and you see the difference, you can really, really spot those headshots where the client is not mentally present during the headshot session. And I know a lot of headshot photographers miss that and they don't know how to approach it. They just think if the client's gonna look at the camera, it's a done deal and it's kind of like it's over, right? Like they don't have to do anything else. And that's wrong. I deeply believe that it's not working. As I said, they might got lucky because they might get someone who knows how to squint and they know how to focus during the photo shoot. But let's be honest, a lot of people who are coming through the door, they never have done this before. They're terrified. There's a lighting all over. You know, there's a guy with the big camera at the front of them and they're scared. Like they don't know what to do. They don't know how to basically do this amazing, you know, face expressions and those amazing eyes, which gonna just, you know, have this huge impact on those images. It's our job to guide them and kind of show them and explain them how to do it to get that. And I also noticed throughout most of my shoots that, you know, people kind of get focused on the camera, and, you know, they're providing me those amazing eye connections. But as soon as their mind drifts away, they're done. You can see they're, again, they're there, but they're not there. And you have to just bring them back. You have to engage with them. You have to keep reminding them. And it's a little bit of kind of like meditation, in my opinion. And I know for a lot of my clients, people who are coming through the door, they kind of like, they don't know what to expect, but also at the same time, you know, you need to reminding them throughout this entire process that they need to kind of focus, and you need to kind of like put their mind into this place where they can be literally connected. They have to be connected with you for this entire photo shoot. And I know it's extremely, physically draining. I know it's kind of funny how that works, but typically after, like, you know, 45 minutes, you know, depends on the clients, they're getting so tired that they're done, because, you know, there's not only physical, it's not as much physical kind of workout throughout a headshot session, but there's a lot of mental things they have to provide you, and they have to focus during the photo shoot, that they're getting tired. And you can really see that, you know, their eyes getting tired, and, you know, their face expression starting kind of fading off. They can have a hard time to connect with you because their mind just kind of drifts away right away. So they can kind of provide you for a few minutes, and then this is over. So this is kind of interesting process, and I highly recommend it to everyone who is shooting headshots, to basically kind of watch your client what it's happening. And I found that, you know, at the beginning, there's like a little bit of a warm up, you know, they have a hard time to connect with you, hard time to look at you, but they're getting warmed up and it's getting better, better, better. Then you have this peak moment where you're getting the best headshots, and then they're getting tired, and it's pretty much done deal. You can really see, you know, you're not going to be able to get anything out of them. They're looking at you, but they're not there anymore. You know, and it's just kind of like a process which you can really see it's done. And the best thing is just to, you know, finish the headshot session and say, hey, you were done, we wrapped, and it's over, right? So let's go back to this eye connection for a couple more things. So first of all, what I want to say is you have to kind of engage with them through this whole process all the time. You have to keep reminding them, you have to keep conversation. If you really see that the clients have a hard time to focus on the headshot session, you have to just keep bringing them back, giving them some, you know, time off a little bit. So, you know, this is a good kind of way when you're changing the clothing or you're changing the wardrobe, if you really see that, you know, they're getting tired, and you need to kind of conduct the session that they connect with you through entire session. So let me kind of go through some other elements, and we're going to go to some technical stuff, right? Let's kind of discuss some of this stuff, and let's talk about the stuff which, you know, is extremely important from the technical perspective. And as you probably know, eyes are the most brightest element on human face. And that's where, you know, whoever's going to be looking at those images, that's where they're going to be drawn. And that's why that's super important. And that's, eyes are basically this the main part of every headshot. And this is how also our brain works. So whenever we're looking at the images, they're basically, what's going to happen is their eyes, our eyes as a viewer, is going to be drawn into the most brighter spot in the face, which are eyes. And that's why, you know, whenever whoever is looking at headshots is pretty much drawn into their eyes. And that's why, this is, as I said, that's why they're so important. But also at the same time, you know, the eyes tells the story. They send the message. They basically tells you what this subject feels. how they connected with the photographer, and that's also impact the viewer. So if the photographer can capture this amazing connection through their subject eyes, whoever's going to be looking at those images is going to feel the same connection. And that's why this is so important. So going back to our technical kind of part, is that's why we're creating this catch light, right? So typically I have two catch lights in my subject eyes. One comes from the main light and the other one comes through the reflector. So that's why this is so important. If you would like to see example, I highly recommend it basically to go to my either website or my social media platforms. You can see all over my images, and you can really clearly see that every headshot I've been shooting, they have two catch light in their eyes, which basically creating even more impact because there's more brightness. There is more, I would say, this white spots, which gonna connect the viewer with the subject eyes. And that's the kind of, like, I just want to touch this briefly because I know, people have sometimes very hard, they don't understand why we are connecting with the human eyes on the image. And that's how is our brain wired. I've read this one day about this, you know, the brightest spot on the image, and that's where we're going to be drawn by looking at the image. So that's why, you know, as I said, the eyes, it's the crucial element. And most of the people, whoever's going to be looking at the image, they can look at the technical stuff, they can look at the tonality, they can look at the face expressions, but at the end they're going to basically be drawn straight to the subject eyes. And then the second thing is the technical stuff. Why squint? Like, what's a big of a deal about a squint? And the best example, what I would like to share with you, and it's, I think, going to express exactly, and you, I think you will understand this correctly. Let's imagine someone comes into you and have their eyes wide open. They don't have to say anything. They're just looking at you like they saw the ghost. What the first thing would comes to your mind? It's pretty much that the person is scared, is terrified, their eyes are wide open. And this is also comes from the time, you know, where our ancestors lived in the whatever caves, you know, back in the days, you know, what was happening if they're terrified. You know, they have this habit that, you know, they have to kind of make their eyes wide open so they can see things better. They can assess the situation, and basically they can, I don't know, run for life, or they can protect themselves. But that was the kind of element which makes them be more aware. If someone is basically, someone's eyes are kind of have a squint, that means they're more confident, they're more calm, they know exactly what's going on. And we get this emotion through eyes in our work, in our images. So if someone has, you know, this wide open eyes, you know, they look like scared, they're, you know, that's the kind of emotional thing we're going to get from those images. If someone's eyes have squint, you know, the client or the subject looks kind of calm, confident, you know, and we can kind of sense that, and we can really, really feel that. And that's what makes us comfortable, right? Because if you see someone scared, we're getting scared, right? That's part of the life. You know, that's how we are also wired. This is part of our biology. But if someone is around you who is confident, is calm, you know, their eyes have little squint, you know, and then they look at you with some kind of confidentiality, then, you know, we're getting the same feeling from that person, and we also feel calm, we feel confident, and just kind of like this whole feeling kind of is transferred to us. So there's a little bit of psychology behind it. I highly recommend it to dive a little bit deeper into this. There's a lot of interesting books about it. There's a lot of YouTube channels which talk exactly about this topic. I highly recommend it because that also helps you to understand You know, this kind of human psychology and how they send all sorts of different messages through their face expressions, through their eyes. This is kind of fascinating for me, and I highly recommend it. If you are a headshot photographer, dive deeper into this process, because that's going to definitely help you to understand this whole thing better. And the last thing what I want to talk about it is the post-production. You know, we definitely want to make sure that the eyes look perfect. And, you know, typically my approach is, you know, I'm not saying you're going to be just whitening their eyes to the point that, you know, looks weird, but having clean eyes and healthy eyes also is extremely important, because that's what's going to make those images look super cool. They're going to look them more professional, and also it's going to make your subject look better. So if someone has a lot of kind of red veins, you know, they have some kind of like, I don't know, weird stuff going on, it's good to clean that up just to make those eyes look perfect. Also, another element to make the eyes look better, this is kind of basically for women, some additional makeup which gonna expose the eyes more. Also, it's gonna just give completely different vibe to those images, and I'm sure everyone's seen that, you know, all those high-end beauty shots where, you know, the model or whatever is squinting and has this, like, you know, amazing makeup with exposed eyes even more. It's gonna just create another impact on the viewer. So those are the kind of little elements which you can add on to your workflow, to your you know, kind of way of the way you shoot, just to bring those eyes to completely different level. So that's something which, you know, keep in mind. Try to explore this. I'm sure you know, this is gonna give you another, I would say, level up to, you know, your headshots, if you kind of look after those like little tiny elements which are gonna make your subject eyes better. But the main thing is you have to have this specific connection. You have to make your subject, you know, create this face expressions through the eyes, and you already know how to do it. I explained this, I think, step by step. But if you have any more questions, you would like to explore this more, I'll be more than happy to answer your question. Just shoot me a message, shoot me an email, and we can discuss this more. But just to kind of remember, you know, having amazing eyes in headshots is gonna kind of bring you new clientele, and it's gonna take your images to completely different level. So work on this as much as you can. Analyze your images. Try to create those kind of techniques, how to interact with your client, how to talk to them, how to connect with them, how to make them comfortable, and how to basically engage with them throughout the photo shoot to, you know, get them focused on you and get them this like amazing eye connection to take your images to the next level. And I know it's not easy process. This is something which takes a little bit of time. It's not easy, but I'm sure if you know what you're going after, it's going to be much easier. And now you know how to do it. So highly recommend it. Try it on the next photo shoot. Test it. See how this works. And then, you know, you will definitely see the difference. I can guarantee you. Okay. I've been yapping for quite some time, but I'm sure now you guys have a little bit more clear vision how to get this amazing eyes in your headshots. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting. Stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.